from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's a hump day in glorious Memphis, Tennessee. I'll tell you what, I'm coming here a little slow today because your boy was up until the wee hours of the morning waiting on a flight from Charlotte that never came. Brad, the flight didn't come.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
So it's 1:27 my time, 2:27 in Charlotte. They telling the folks on the flight we're gonna leave. They've had them on there for 2 hours, so we gotta get the brakes fixed.
Gotta get the brakes fixed, bro.
I said, baby, hold on a little longer. Because you're coming home. Finally. They canceled it.
Damn.
They took all the folks off the plane. She had to go back to the room.
That's an alert. Delta, rescheduling.
They've been doing it. In this case, it's not. But Delta is having the most issue.
That's right.
This is another airline.
Yeah.
I could go in. I'm not going to do that.
Don't do it, brother.
Baby is not home.
Yep.
So Smooth is down.
That's right.
Smooth was up late last night waiting on Baby to come home. It didn't happen. And so
that man really giving Otis Redding vibes right now, for real, man. He's sitting in the morning sun.
A return that was supposed to be Sunday night ain't gonna happen till maybe this afternoon,
man.
Maybe this evening.
Watching
still
the planes fly in,
still waiting for my ship to come in, my woman to come home.
They have those nice rocking chairs at the Charlotte Airport.
Dude, she was running through it last night because after they cancel one flight, she goes to the hotel. She says, they say, we're back on for 10. So she runs back up there, gets there like 9:30 Eastern for a 10 o'clock flight that's back on. I get a FaceTime. I'm at the game. She's running through the Charlotte Airport trying to get to her gate. She gets to the gate. Flight closed, it said on the thing. Her and several other people. And again, this is happening in airports across the country, certainly here, Atlanta, Charlotte. She said last night, the hotels that she was in was so booked, a family with their one-year-old slept in the lobby on the couch.
Yep.
Wow. I wonder if they paid, if they had to pay to do that. Like, it's serious out there. Mm. You know, I can joke around because others have way worse stories. Weddings have been missed, vacations, cruises have been missed because of this freaking software glitch that continues to rock America. See, John ain't had any part in it.
No.
So he could just listen to these stories and sort of be on the outside looking in, but I'm still waiting on Baby to come home.
Mm. Yeah.
Hoping to get her
back
today.
Does Otis help? Let's blare it a little bit.
See, John is having a little fun, but it's not fun when you're solo dolo at home trying to raise a son. He's eating three-week-old fried rice that he shouldn't be eating. It should be in the trash. There's nothing there because, of course, I don't handle the food.
No.
I handle all the other duties. And so I'm failing. The home is failing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an important hump day for me, hopefully, that we get Baby back home.
I want to say a prayer for you, man.
Thank you.
Going through.
Say a prayer for my wife. Because,
get back.
You know, I'm talking about me. And I often do that too much. It's really the frustration and every the back and forth. She's, the extra nights of hotel rooms, and that is again happening for families who have far less than us. So, I pray and hope she can get back today. But I pray it for all of America, especially. It feels like this.
Yeah,
this sort of east of the Mississippi seems like it got rocked.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
No, you got your woman at home.
Wasting time.
Your whole family is intact.
That's right. That's right. No, I feel you, brother. I know that's.
I'm sorry,
that's
Jason.
No,
thank you, Brad, for having a little bit of.
I have some sympathy.
For
I do.
Because it doesn't feel like John.
This is all John wants.
You've been busting your ass. You're back here at work. You're doing your thing.
This is the flesh talking right now because you want a little booty and you ain't had none this week.
Whoa. So you shouldn't have gone there.
But I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling a lot of people don't want to hear it.
Well, it's not
the truth.
Booty when it's your wife. It's love.
Whatever the case may be.
Again, you young people.
Whatever the case may be.
But when you get to my age, it's sweet love.
That's
Amen,
right.
Amen, brother.
Okay?
Amen.
And I can't wait to make it. You're Amen. Right about that. You are right about that.
I don't think
but
there
now,
will
I'm
be
not,
much
I'm not
to make at this current time.
Booty is not what I'm looking for.
Not looking
you know
what
I'm looking for some
love.
Passion.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
You're talking about that quick stuff.
Mm-hmm. My bad, bro. My fault.
That's Lamar, John.
It's among any things, it is Lamar.
By the hour.
There's no question
right.
about it.
So we shouldn't start the show about ourselves, but in this case, I hope you guys can feel me. Again, pray for the rest of the country as we try to battle back here.
So, okay.
Catch up.
We'll revisit this a little bit later.
Maybe we can fire the transportation director. We just got the Secret Service woman. Buttigieg, is he doing his job
right? Well, she should have stepped down the day it happened.
Yeah. Is Buttigieg helping us
with
the situation?
He's up for VP, right? They may have a new, you know.
Some have said.
I don't. This isn't his fault, though. It's definitely not his fault. It's CrowdStrike. You know, it's the CrowdStrike is, and their stock is absolutely tanked.
Yeah, I'd say
as a result of this. So anyway, we'll get to.
I will say, honestly, this is a pretty good week for us. We bounced back because we were on CrowdStrike apparently, and they got us going. So.
That's right. Well,
we're back.
Jason sitting on the dock of the bay. Mm. You feel like you're sitting on the dock of the bay, though.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, wasting time.
But it's not just me. My son is sitting with me.
Yeah, he's sitting there eating. Man, you got that man eating old fried rice.
Yeah, I mean, there's not even any meat in it.
Right.
It was like the extra fried rice that you put in with your, so you have more.
It does fill you up, though. That's good.
I'm willing to do
it. Yeah, but it's 3 weeks old.
I'm willing to do that rice was hard when he put it in the microwave.
Yeah,
he
tore it up. It wasn't nothing but the grease left on the plate.
I don't mean to overstep my boundaries.
He's hungry is what that means.
I think he needs to be removed from the home. I'm willing to take him in.
Oh, child services?
You are a damn fool.
Because
you're going to take my boy from me.
Well, at least for the time being.
Not my boy. You're not taking my son from
me. There needs to be an intervention. You're crying out for help.
If I have to go into debt to get groceries, I will today. Now, I've pushed it to the line thinking she was going to get some delivered.
Right.
But that's asking too much with what she's going
through. I guess so.
So I can't be mad that we don't have groceries.
All right. Well, let's go fund me for Jason's groceries, man.
No, we don't need that. Okay. Again, the Lord will provide.
He has not yet.
Amen.
He has not done so yet. He always does.
He always does.
Okay.
He gives his toughest battles.
That's right,
to his toughest soldiers.
Well, y'all in the trenches. There's no doubt that y'all are in the trenches over there in Cordova. Hey, it's the busiest sports day of the year, folks. Paul Skeens on the mound last night. L, how about that?
Doesn't usually happen.
How about
Never
that?
Happened.
He lost last night?
You could give.
In the ninth.
Yeah.
I didn't see this one.
His first loss. I'm glad you
that
went
That guy
here.
Is it. He's friggin' unbelievable.
Look at you, baseball man.
No, you're filling me in. I didn't watch that game last night. I watched the Mets-Yankees game.
Yeah, Paul, I think they closed like minus 190, did the Pirates over the Cardinals. All because of Paul Skeens, right?
Yeah, Cardinals got that one.
And they did.
I didn't realize Skeens was on the mound. I saw the final.
He did go over his strikeouts, but he lost. It's his first loss.
Did they overpitch him? Did they get him out there too long?
No, he actually was very efficient. He was very efficient.
Wow, that's a rarity.
I think he got to him
in the ninth.
Yeah, exactly. He went the whole distance.
They jumped him, huh?
Yeah, he went the whole distance.
Well, he had been great. There was no reason I don't believe to pull
him. By the way, have you seen the wild card standings in that division?
I have.
Yeah. How you feeling about that, Jason?
We don't talk Cubs anymore.
About like faith in the airport kind of discussion.
Did you hear Bears camp has started?
I heard about it.
Yeah.
I've heard about it.
Cubs said we're not doing anything to try to win this season because we have underachieved the last few months.
They have a quarterback that's running an LLC, apparently.
Weird thing is we're only 3.5 out of the wild card, I think. Or somewhere around there. Apparently everybody's still in the hunt for wild card.
Y'all really don't want to talk about it.
No, it's flipped. We should have been much better. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
I didn't wear my Soriano jersey.
I love it, Brad. You'll be all right. You'll be all right, man. A little Cubs fan. You'll be all right, man.
You got your LLC over there on the football squad.
I got overconfident. I'm probably doing it with football as well.
Heard that.
Brad had filet last night. You had fried rice.
Hell no, I didn't. My wife's been dealing with my kid. He's getting a root canal as we speak. I don't know about those.
Brad had humdingers last night, man.
Are y'all okay? Everybody's talking about each other's families. Are y'all all okay? It's a good time to check up.
There's always stuff going on.
Are you okay at home? You're good at home. Your kids and your wife's over there. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I won't bore you with it. There's plenty going on.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. In my house, it's just a 3-year-old. That's it. You know, every morning.
We need faith back. I know.
The show's not whole.
It's not part of the program.
Yeah. And sort of in the bed.
America needs faith. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
America needs faith.
Especially right now.
And so we will continue to pray for her. I mean, obviously, you should have gone and gotten her in Chattanooga.
I feel so stupid now.
Right. And that was
she was in Chattanooga?
Yeah.
She's now further away.
Right, because Jason didn't want to make the 4-hour drive.
Well, it would have been 4.5.
Yeah, then you got to come back.
And that's 9.
Right, but now how many hours has it been?
Thinking, on Monday, I said, what are you talking about? It's a no-brainer to go. Right. I said, no way, she's going to be able to fly back. I'm still waiting. I look like a fool now.
But again,
this happens to me all the time in life. I end up with the egg on the face, even with good intentions.
Because pride comes before the fall.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
No, it was very proud. You were prideful. You thought there's no way she wouldn't be home the next day. And you got God. I mean, there's just no doubt about it.
Well, we'll keep you posted. Hopefully she can get back today.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get to that a little bit later. Again, the Olympics get underway tonight.
Kind of.
The ceremony.
Unofficially.
The ceremony.
The ceremony's Friday, no, right?
I thought it was Saturday morning with the time difference.
We have competition starting today, is my understanding.
I thought the thing was tonight. Okay. So perfect. I'm on top of
everything. And Spielberg, it did not direct anything, but he is a part of hyping this thing up. I'm sure you all have seen the commercial.
Yeah.
So makes it feel, you know, pretty major.
Yeah, so look, at this point, something is happening tonight with the Olympics. I clearly have no idea what.
There's some horse stuff going on.
Oh, some horse stuff. Yeah. Equestrian.
Stuff we don't care about.
Electrifying.
Until LeBron and Coco come out of it. With that flag.
Forgot we got Coco in there now.
She was named yesterday.
Okay, that's not till Saturday.
And didn't you say her? Didn't her name come up when you mentioned others that should do it? Coco Golf. It'll be her and Bron with the flag. I think they're coming down barges.
Okay, on barges?
On the river Sen?
Like Neyland?
River Sen?
Wow.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
they're coming down barges, and they end up like exiting by the Eiffel Tower or something like that.
Very cool. It's going to be super presidential. Very, very presidential.
We've never seen anything like coming in on barges if that indeed goes down. You're coming down the river.
Yeah.
Like usually you're walking in, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're filling out an arena.
Paris Olympic, NBC and Peacock stream July 26th, 6:30 Central. There you are, the Paris River scene.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday evening. You're right.
Okay, so Friday. Anyway, we got that information.
So it will be the first ever outside of stadium. We'll start at 7:30 p.m. in Paris. It's 1:30 p.m. New York time. Oh. So 12:30 here Friday.
Yeah,
during the show is when we need to be on the lookout for them coming down the barge. Well, on the barges coming down the river Seine. It'll be different than anything we were.
It will.
Just Seine.
I think it's Seine.
Sen?
Ren?
Sane?
Sen?
I don't think.
Anthony Sane?
River Sane?
We know that the president's from the water. Water's clean.
He usually ends up being right about the pronunciation.
Okay, we'll go
Brad
with that.
Does.
But not about Sane. The time from Memphis to Nashville, but about the pronunciation.
We'll never agree with him on that.
Okay.
No, especially with my speed.
Anyway, something is occurring tonight with the Olympics. And
Horse stuff.
And, again, we'll all be locked in.
I'm sending this to the Marconis, by the way.
Yeah, no, I think we should. I think we absolutely should.
Facts.
We are locked in on this show. We know
it's faith.
Aren't you doing? You're doing BetQL stuff. Don't you have to be up on these Olympic events?
Don't
you? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't you have to bet on this horse stuff and all that?
No, I don't have to bet on that. Some tidbits on each event. No, I don't.
Tell me who's going to win flag football, fool. Who's the favorite in flag football?
Who you got, John?
Who you got in the breakdancing category this year?
Exactly.
Believe that's a category this year, is it not?
I think I watched that.
I need you to look into it for
marathon on ESPN this weekend.
Bro.
It was awful.
It was everywhere.
Brutal.
They were trying to really play it up, too. They're like, this is it. This is what it's all about.
Believe me, you're going to get it because now, as an Olympic sport, the popularity is blowing up. I just read about this.
Right.
I think it was The Athletic or something. The popularity has blown. Girls are playing. It now gives them a future
in terms of
playing up after high school and everything else.
Correct.
Dude, they're playing it up in New York serious.
Yes.
They will. I mean, you think it's not physical because it's flag. Dude, you will catch a screen or run into somebody's elbow.
Yeah.
Like, it's physical, dude. Yeah. Those girls were getting hit.
This is how they talk about the WNBA, too, by the way. Like, it's always so physical.
I mean, will flag football not be one of the highlights? We don't send our best.
No, yeah.
That sucks.
It will not be. It will not be.
But, I mean, girls flag football, I was having to watch it, too, this weekend.
Yeah, everybody.
Because, the home was lonely.
They had my man, what's his name? Tom, I'm blanking on his last name. Tom Hart. They had my man Tom Hart on the...
Tom Hart was on the call?
He's
on
They had Teddy Bruschi.
Holy crap.
I mean, they really put these guys to work.
Oh, yeah, they used everybody. They had RG3 on that stuff.
Let me know if you want Tom to come on.
Hey, this is what ESPN and Disney are doing. You're going to work for that money.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to call some July flag football with some kids.
Get your ass out there, bro.
I'm like, really? You got to make me call the kids? This is so stupid.
Oh, it should be a Special Olympics.
And this is
for many reasons.
They had like the ambassador. Well, the Special Olympics are a different thing.
This should be a Special Olympics, not the Special Olympics.
Okay,
that's very important.
Okay.
Yeah, to differentiate.
But yes, horse tonight. And then, I don't know, from here, I'll have to Google it.
And I ain't talking about shooting. I'm talking about the equestrian stuff. That y'all love.
Norton Hurd IV, Dream Big Hurd, going to join us.
He's doing a great job this week.
He is.
Sounds awesome.
He's filling in with Jeffrey on Jeffrey and Company.
Heard a promo with
him. He's the company.
Sorry, he's the...
That's the show.
He is the company. Yes, he is this week's company on Jeffrey and Company. So...
he'll probably be tired. He won't want us to talk. You know, he won't want to talk to us anymore.
Yes.
Now that he's built a chemistry with Jeffrey.
Yeah, they sound good.
Yes, they do.
Exactly. So, anyway, we'll talk to Hurd about that. His professional radio debut, full time.
EYBL. I don't know if Jeffrey's done it. I've been listening and trying to. If Hurd's been held properly accountable.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you know what?
You
know, we talk about champ. How do we measure our great coaches, our great players? We do it with. In championships.
Trophies.
And so we're going to talk about EYBL, what went down. I know it was group of death they had put us in, but that's never an excuse. And I'm sure Hurd will have none when we talk about not bringing home the Peace Jam title.
No doubt.
That has eluded Memphis area teams.
It continues to.
For eons.
Tough, though. It's a tough thing to
do. I mean, dude, that's what I was trying to tell somebody. Somebody tried to tell. Penny never won it. I covered many a Penny team that never won.
The 16 and under team got there, right?
That was Cam and like Nick King.
Maybe we should have let him win one before we hired him.
They hit like a last second alley oop shot. Oh, yeah, you're right. That lower age group won one.
God, I would have thought Penny won one.
Penny and them got to the finals. There was a technical foul on the White Station guard. That was a team with a loss.
Damn,
they should have won it that year. They should have won it that year. I want to tell you, P.J. Washington was on that team.
Wow.
I remember we talked about that when P.J. was in the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. Soccer starts today as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just horse stuff, but it's soccer as well.
We'll get our butts kicked in that.
We care about women's soccer.
Yes.
Yeah, we got that.
They're tomorrow.
Because it's the best.
Zambia. Mm.
But with the men, we're not getting the best.
Correct. It's not our best.
Correct.
Yeah, so. Mm.
It's not the world's best.
Anyway, Hurd will join us at 1:25. So that is the show today. But there are a few things that we need to discuss, and let's do that in what we call over-under.
It's Jason and John's over-under. Over. Under.
All right. And thanks to your advice, I did get a hold of the receiver, watched receiver last night, watched the new episodes of Hard Knocks, so I'm up to speed on all of it.
Has the last one come out? I think there's only going to be four, right?
Yeah, there's another one coming.
I always get it late on the Superbox, so that's why I was asking if it was a Monday or
Tuesday. Was that three thing. Last night, I guess.
Okay. Okay, so I think they're scheduled for four.
Yep.
So I need to see the last
one. I'm up through the Saquon is going someplace else, and they're spending all that money.
Hey, real quick, have you not enjoyed it?
I love
since
it.
Since you're caught
I
up?
I actually have enjoyed it.
John, you need to watch it.
Yeah.
We've always said how old Hard Knocks has gotten, but this new look,
front office look,
has been
it's different,
a nice little wrinkle.
Receiver was just okay. I'd give receiver a C, by the way.
Yeah.
What'd y'all think? I
mean, what is receiver?
It's
on Netflix.
Quarterback.
No, I haven't
seen
that.
It's quarterback, but
seen
receivers.
It's Omaha production, so
remember,
it's
quarterback.
I never watched that. You told me to watch it. Remember the one with Mahomes and all that you were raving about?
If you need a little
feed. Well, it sounds like you're not going to watch this Hard Knocks either, and so we're going to be even.
If you need some feeding, though, it's fine.
Unbelievable.
It'll get you through an evening, but it's
now. Tell me real quick for the over and under again. You will watch Bears Hard Knocks or no? Come on, bro.
I will tune in.
So we can talk about it. I don't want to be just telling you everything that's happening.
It's got an intriguing,
quarterback. What are you talking about? We got weapons on the offense alone.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get the LLC story from Caleb Williams. wanted to be paid as a corporation.
Yes.
That was interesting. Let's get to the Cowboys. Everybody's talking about Cowboys today. Weeks that CD, by the way, Michael Gallup retired last night. Did you all see that?
Yeah, another Raider down.
Yeah, he saw the quarterback room and was like, man.
Get the hell out of Las Vegas.
6 years, said he'd rather retire than be a Raider.
CD Lamb will miss as part of training camp with the Dallas Cowboys. The number set 2.5 weeks.
Over. Under.
They playing with these Cowboys.
Yeah, so the reason why I set it at 2.5 is because Zach Martin missed 3 weeks. I should say 3 weeks last year of training camp, incurred millions of dollars in fines before he got his reworked deal.
It's $50,000 a practice, so it can be $3 million over 2 months.
And did they end up wiping away the fines on Zach Martin?
I don't remember.
When you get
that
the
would
new
make
deal.
Sense. Yeah. Or you just add it, tack it onto
take
the
it
deal.
On, yeah.
Off the salary on the thing. Yeah,
like
yeah.
You just players usually end up waiving them.
Yeah.
Waiving the fines.
Players union, you cannot waive them. The players union says you cannot waive the money. It's got to go.
Yeah, it cannot be reduced. That's
you cannot waive the dough.
Gotcha.
So he had to absolutely pay the fine.
Yeah, it's $50,000 a day. It'll be $3 million over 2 months.
And I think that so if Zach Martin missed 3 weeks of training camp, I think CeeDee Lamb will also miss over 2.5 weeks of training camp. Because the way I look at it is Jerry Jones has a long history, a long precedent of haggling and not wanting to pay, whether it's Dak, whether it was Zach Martin, now CeeDee Lamb, Zeke, right?
Yeah.
He has a long history of not wanting to pay his guys what they really want, what market value is. And so why would that change? I mean, CeeDee Lamb is wanting Justin Jefferson money, which is like $140 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jerry Jones is probably like, yo, you ain't Justin Jefferson. Like, with all due respect, you're a very, very good receiver, but you ain't Justin Jefferson. So I'm not paying you Justin Jefferson money. And, of course, CeeDee Lamb's agents are like, well, what's the difference? This is the way it works. The market gets reset. You didn't reset the market. That's your fault.
Right.
You didn't get the deal done before Justin Jefferson's deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have to pay the piper. It's the way it goes. And so I think there is going to be a stalemate. I assume it gets resolved one way or the other, but I think it will take over 2.5 weeks.
Well, I throw this in there too, that and with Justin Jefferson, it certainly didn't matter. You're gonna get paid. And because he was going to set the market, and he's been historic in terms of the start to his career. But in this case, if I'm CD, I have to also consider that there is a good chance that Dak Prescott is leaving after this season. And, of course, I use the Justin Jefferson thing because it doesn't matter if Kirk Cousins is there or not. You want your money. But with CD and you know Dak's future, and then add on what you're talking about, the constant haggling. Look, you got to pay me. This has been a constant thing in Dallas where it's my time to get paid. You know, Micah's about to be up. They're going to haggle with him. They sort of, you know, they haven't done it yet. And so they constantly do this. You know, and CD's going to get paid somewhere because, again, his numbers stack up to some of the best in terms of starts. And you can put him right up there. It doesn't surpass, obviously, but you can put him up there with the Justin Jefferson types in terms of what he's been in this league since he's come in. And so he's got to be careful, too, that he doesn't lock himself into a situation, man, where your quarterback's gone. Yeah, you got some money, but you can't put up any numbers anymore, and you're begging for a trade, too. I mean, you just have to consider that it's likely Dak is out of there, you know, after this season. You know, that's also a part in this.
Yeah, I do. I agree, and I also just saw
But Jerry did Zach. He'll, you know, he'd got Martin done.
But I would argue, though, like that's to protect the quarterback, right? Like, He could come at this like, you, Dak, if I'm paying you top dollar to be a, you know, pro quarterback, you'll make receivers. That's what the best do.
Mm-hmm.
It's what Mahomes did last year. It's what Brady did his whole career. And if you look at CD and Justin Jefferson's numbers side by side, I mean, they're really not that close, to be honest. I mean, Justin Jefferson has played his...
Oh, dude, he's historic, though. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I think that's why, like, I'm not paying you more than Justin Jefferson. I'm not paying you at Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. No, I can completely understand that from the Dallas Cowboys side, but he has to be up there in terms of the best. You have to make him...
Would you pay him more than Jamar Chase? I mean, I don't think Jamar Chase's deal is done yet, but, I mean, that's another thing you have to consider.
Dude, I think CeeDee Lamb's numbers in terms of years in are right up there with the best of them. Again, I'm not telling you he's better than Jamar Chase. I love Jamar Chase. But I think the numbers, I saw him this morning, the numbers that CeeDee's put him up right up there with the best of them. You have to pay him at least top three, top five receiver money. Of course, I'm with you. You would not put him above Justin Jefferson because Justin Jefferson's numbers are historic. It's the best start ever in terms of yards and I think in many other categories. But he's got to be right in there. And, yeah, of course you start your agent saying, I want Justin Jefferson money. But I think even they understand it's got to come in somewhere under there. It feels like Jerry's going to lowball them to a point like he's doing with Dak. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want Dak to set the new market at 60. He's played with him this entire time. I guess you can make a case that you've not gotten us over the hump. And so I don't want to pay you top dollar. Feels like same thing here. And I would agree with you. Top dollar is not over Justin Jefferson. You're not doing that. But it has to be among the best receivers.
Yeah, so like
the best young receivers. It has to be a contract
that's
commensurate with that.
Justin Jefferson is getting 110 guaranteed, right?
Yes, he's like Deshaun Watson, where you're not messing with the 230 that he had guaranteed.
Is A.J. Brown at 84 guaranteed. So I would say 85 guaranteed would be reasonable.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know if Jerry is. Maybe Jerry's there, but maybe CD's not there. I don't know. Maybe Jerry's like, I'm not doing. Or CD's
but didn't
like,
he trade for Amari and then let him walk?
Yeah. So he has a pattern.
And this is what he does, man.
Yeah. So I think there's a real scenario where Jerry Jones could say, I'm not paying you $100 million. And so if that's what you think you're going to get here, it's just not happening. And Zach Martin, by the way, has more Pro Bowls than penalties.
Wow. Okay?
And he still haggled with his ass.
Well, but they ended up making him one of the highest paid.
They did.
Giving him market value, if not a little more.
They did.
If I remember correctly.
But, the Cowboys also have to pay Dak. You think he's gone. I think he's probably gone, too. But
well,
that is
a fool not to go onto the open market at this
point.
Yeah,
he's going
to
make
Micah Parsons wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be costly. So
all those guys, somebody made the point to how they slid to him. You picked them up, and
yes.
With Dak, with CD, with Micah, they all slid.
Late drafts.
You picked them up, and now you don't want to pay them.
So was Justin Jefferson.
Top dollar.
Jefferson was a later pick than he was expected. The interesting thing, this is in that receiver thing, by the way. Justin Jefferson's featured in there. They got him done early, like a year before the contract was come due. Like, they worked that. Like, CD and all these cats at the Cowboys, they wait to the last damn minute, and they all want to hold out.
Yeah, I think
they're all pissed off.
What'd they end up giving y'all for Amari?
Like a first. I know we got a first out of it.
Wasted that.
God darn.
I remember awful. it was a pretty big price to get him, and then they let him roll.
What a mess!
It was.
He didn't want to pay for Amari.
I don't understand that.
He didn't want to pay top dollar because I think at that point they had CD in the fold, right?
Yeah.
They had some young ones coming up the pipe.
And we drafted a safety that's washed out. But
well, y'all never do anything with it. But I knew
the
that.
The only one did well.
But I thought you got a first round.
I think we got Jacobs from y'all.
And that's one that worked out for you.
And that's literally the only one. So, that's...
Okay, what's the number? 2.5 weeks? He's out?
2.5.
Yeah.
And you said Martin went 3 weeks last week? Yeah, that's good. That's good research.
Mm.
I'll go, it goes over.
Okay.
We're both going over here.
I think he's dug in.
So he's
going
to sit out for a while.
Maybe.
And also, these guys are not in any hurry to come back.
Now, Dak's not sitting out,
but
Dak is dug in that he should not sign a contract during the season.
No, he's going to get paid.
Because he's going to reset. He's going to go 60 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Come on home to Vegas, big
a number
dog.
Y'all ain't going to believe.
Also about the Dallas Cowboys, which you can hear very soon here, preseason and regular season on 92.9. Win total. For your Dallas Cowboys this season, I think I know where this one's going. The number our linesmiths have set is 10.5 wins.
Next story.
Everybody's over down under, on them. Everybody's sorry. Down on them. Everybody's down on them.
Over.
Including
under.
John.
What over under you got on
well,
that?
Well, yeah, I think we can say next story when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys.
They are screwed.
The truth is before the CD news yesterday, they were minus 140, minus 150 under. Now it's up to 210.
Wow. You got a bet holding for that, don't you?
I've got under 10.5, minus 150.
Nice.
I obviously feel really good about that. And I think the reason is a couple of things. One is their, chaotic offseason.
Yep.
Right? They lost a ton. Their defense last year was very turnover fortunate. I mean, De'Ron Bland led the league in interceptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that ever changes, but if you look at sort of their week three and on, right? They play the Ravens, the Steelers, the Lions, the Niners, the Falcons, the Eagles, the Texans, the Bengals. that's tough. I mean, those could all be L's conceivably, right? Like they could lose week one to the Browns at Cleveland. They could lose to the Ravens at home. You could start 1-2. You could lose at Pittsburgh easily. You could, you could lose to the Lions at home. You could lose at San Francisco. You could lose at Atlanta. You could lose at home to Philly. You could lose at home to Houston. You could lose at home to the Bengals, right? I mean, these are all very conceivable things. So I think it's going to be very difficult for them to get to 11 wins here with the situation, with the offseason and losing some offensive linemen and the whole McIntyre deal. I don't know how they get to 11, Jason.
I'm be honest with you. I could not believe my eyes when I saw USA Today's predictions earlier this week. Win-loss predictions for every team. Picked their Super Bowl, which they had Jets, Packers. But the Dallas Cowboys, they had 8-9. I just cannot see that much dysfunction. But our number here is
10.5.
Higher. Eight and nine would be everybody's gone. You have to clear the house. I sense a little dysfunction. I sense guys are angry about conduct. I mean, you can read the reports, but a Dak Prescott team that at some point out is probably going to CD going to sit out the whole season. Probably not. I mean, at some point we know Dak's going to be out there. Micah is healthy. The defense, for the most part, yes, not as dominant last year, but still has shown that during certain games, man, they can look like a real contender, a Super Bowl caliber defense. I don't know, man. I think everybody's sort of on this narrative that Dallas is going to just completely fall apart. What happens if Saquon gets hurt in Philly? What happens if Jalen Hurts takes another step back? You think he's already taken one already?
Right.
What happens if Philly is not the team we're sort of holding them up as this bounce back season? Remember, they fell apart last year. What if Sirianni's not a good coach?
Right.
What if that continues to go? And don't act like Saquon's not injury prone. Like, that could happen. And so I'm not going to count Dallas. I'm going to go over here again, not to put, I hate doing this because once John sort of locked it in, I don't like being on the other side for real, because then it's, but I just got a sense it's not going to fall apart to that degree. They could win 11 games, dude, and then go out first round of the playoffs, first game of the playoffs. So I'm going to go over here at 11.
Their schedule is so brutal.
It is brutal. But there's nothing in the NFC East that I trust. Not even Philly. How can we trust Philly after the breakdown last year? After the way they fell apart? Their whole coordinator situation was a mess. I mean, they've got a lot to prove, even though, yes, they are still on paper super talented. I don't believe in Nick Sirianni. I don't. So I'm making a case that the NFC NFC East is not as big as bad as we think. And if you can get these Dallas Cowboys onto the field, which I think eventually Jerry Jones probably does, then, bro, I mean, they've been 12 games a year. They've been 12 wins a year for the last, what, 2-3 years. And so, thinking 11, I don't think it's so far-fetched. I don't think it's going to drop to 8-9. I could be completely wrong on the Cowboys. But so many people are on this, they're going to fall off narrative that I feel like I need to go the other way here. I feel like, again, they could win 11 games and it not even be a good season because they're going out first game of the playoffs like usual.
Yep. To the Olympics, the men's group A, France, USA, 2 o'clock this afternoon. You have the women's podium training. You have opening ceremonies on Friday, opening ceremony replay later in the evening. And it starts up the Olympics. Hours of Olympic coverage that y'all will watch tonight. The number we've set here is half an hour, 0.5.
This also includes soccer at 2 o'clock, which can
yeah.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, we appreciate right. Mr. Dockery for that.
Well, in the next few days, will you watch 30 minutes over under?
I'm going to go under. I guess I might tune in for the ceremony. But the only thing I'll really actually probably watch is the basketball of the Olympics.
You always end up watching more than that. I mean, don't you watch track at some point? Don't you watch the 100?
I didn't watch anything in Tokyo. I didn't. I'll except basketball. Mm. So I don't think I'll end up watching anything else.
I mean, he bets against the Summer League Grizzlies. He bets against America in the Olympics.
I think you'll watch more just FIBA. Accidentally. I really believe that.
When did you lose your patriotism?
Yeah, why don't you love America?
I love America. I just think America
questionable,
is
I think, at this
inflated
point.
Spreads, as well as the Summer League.
You don't believe in the gambling lines.
Yeah. Bidenflation got you down. As
100%.
I don't like that term, but I'm just repeating because used.
Yeah.
You've been down on and out on this country ever since.
Yeah.
Are you buying the groceries or Sam?
Sam buys groceries.
Hey.
Then what you mad about?
I'm not mad about anything.
Exactly. You got cash that you still can use
I'm
in your
super
pocket.
Straight.
Exactly.
I mean,
so what you mad for? Why'd you lose your patriotism?
I just think we American exceptionalism is they put a premium on that, and it's we're excellent, but we don't have to win every game by 18. That's all I'm saying. So I'll watch the basketball side of it. If if Sha'Carri's going for gold or something, she is. Maybe if I'm around, I'll turn it on. But it's not really like I don't love the summer sports outside of basketball.
You're not going to give a flag football a try.
Not a chance. Not a chance. We ranked the sports on BetMGM tonight last night, and it was like one guy drafted beach volleyball first, which like we're not even good at that. So
yeah,
as the best.
Yeah.
Well, since Karch Kerai is gone, we haven't been the same.
Who you with?
Yeah, this
on
is
BetQL.
This is Mario. This is hating ass Mario is what he goes by.
Yeah. And volleyball was his first thing.
I drafted basketball second. Wow. I had the second overall pick. I drafted basketball, and then it went.
He left that door wide open for you.
And then it went swimming and
swimming. I guess.
Yeah, we got up for swimming, and then I can't remember what the what fourth was.
For swimming. Pat
but when
40
it came back to me, I drafted track and field. Right? I think I had the best draft with basketball and track and field. I mean, do we even care about anything else?
No, you definitely had the best draft from what I heard.
Yeah.
Beach volleyball, bro?
Yeah. Also, I mean, BMX might kind of be interesting.
It's fun to watch.
Don't get me. I've watched some.
It can be seductive.
When we've had a team that we thought was going to win the gold.
Well, my whole point is, I can't name you
but
a single
I'm not
beach
put that
volleyball
at the top,
athlete.
Brad. Who's putting that at the top?
Right. A real horn dog.
Yeah, somebody who likes butts.
Yeah, like you have an addiction.
Yeah, somebody really likes butts if you're number one there.
And I believe you guys need to give breakdancing. I think this is real. You need to give it a chance.
Is it called slam? What do they call them, breakdancing?
That's something like that.
Yeah.
Breakdancers are John.
I got
like,
no interest. I've seen that at a wedding.
John doesn't look like he thinks I'm telling the truth, though, but I believe breakdancing is an Olympic sport.
What about that? Judo?
What was that movie?
Something? Oh, fencing as well. We got a brother. Yeah. We got a brother. Oh. I saw it this weekend who's really good. Goldman. I do not know his name.
You know what we love in Memphis? Rifle shooting.
That's right. I saw
it's more with switches and,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it's for
they have a
fair.
They have a switch competition. Yeah. So, yeah, I already saw the breakdancing Olympics in 2004. It was You Got Served, with Omarion and them.
I make reference to that awful movie with my wife. Probably twice a year.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
They'd just be stomping in that.
There was a white group, right?
But probably. I'm sure you related to it.
No.
When you saw it, your eyes, exactly. He's white.
But I think,
they're white.
I think the white guy, he was clearly the worst. He was dragging up the rear.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. I will not care about most of the,
You need to get a little bit more patriotic. Was this about this week and opening ceremonies or just the entire
the whole thing?
Well, again, proceeding?
It's half an hour of what?
Again, when I set that line, I was under the impression that the ceremony was tonight.
Yeah.
Which
somebody,
it is not.
Right. Somebody just gave you bad info.
Soccer.
I was just hoping that it was tonight.
No, it's Friday, and we'll be in here watching it right here live.
Yes. Well, you'll be watching
it. Because it's happening during the day.
Well, you got these human interest stories, John, or what they draw you in. That's why women watch the Olympics at a high rate.
Yes, that is true. People do, men and women, do get up for the Olympics because of, we know the athletes and the stories and things like that.
Yeah, you get these hillbilly elegies about the left guard on the flag football
and
team.
And to your point, I don't know if you've saw, but NBC has going all in on this. Ratings for Olympics have been tanking. And so this is part of the reason why they have employed Snoop Dogs and others to come in. Yes, they're going to tell stories, but they're also bringing people to the table that they think will push ratings, like Snoop Dogg, because they're trying to push them bad boys back up to a level pre-COVID.
That's why they're doing it.
And how do you get ratings right now in America? You put Snoop Dogg on TV, and them white folks will watch.
Yeah.
They will watch because Martha Stewart did that. She brought him over. And now that man is getting all kinds of opportunities. He is instant ratings, and that's the thought process. I think The Athletic has written about it, NBC trying to get these things back up. They're trying to make it a show. And Brett, you're absolutely right. Stories and all that will be a big part of it, but it's also who you're going to be watching. They're trying to put some people on that you're going to tune in for.
Well, long story short, it's going to be an under for me.
It's under a half hour.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's jump to travel.
Jason did not weigh in.
Yeah, where are you on this?
We will be over that when we watch the opening ceremonies on Friday. Yes, I mean, dude, John's being he's poo-pooing the Olympics here. He'll be watching.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all we got until preseason games start.
I watch basketball. I'm being transparent with you guys. I watch basketball. Now, you don't have to like it.
Yeah.
You don't have to...
You're telling us how proud you were of your basketball and track draft, but you're not going to watch any track. There is a young man that's breaking records in the 400. I'm putting that on tape.
Noah Lyles?
Is that him?
Is it the brother?
He's breaking records in the 400. Just did it again.
Yeah, but he's the guy that went at Memphis, not Memphis, but United States basketball or NBA basketball.
No, I don't know if it's him.
The guy who said world champions of what?
I remember that. So what? We hate him because we canceled him because he went in on NBA basketball?
Well, yeah, it's like he's weighing in on things he doesn't really know.
Somebody from overseas just said that recently, that the NBA champion should play the European champion for a real. Somebody over in Europe was just saying that, though.
The Olympiacos
coach over there.
Twitter
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, nobody wants that, bro.
That's what
Kendrick Nunn couldn't hack it in the NBA.
Right.
So all of a sudden, it's supposed to be some kind of game now that he plays the Celtics. The Celtics win by 50. Come on, bro.
50?
Yes, 50. They would win by 50.
You don't think there's going to start to be a divide for real between Jaylen and Tatum?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But maybe if they
hit a rough patch. I don't think Tatum was happy about not getting finals MVP.
Well, and Jaylen Brown wasn't happy about getting on the Olympic team, so it's even.
Well, everybody's pissed because of the lip reading, because he was bagging on Bronny now, you know, and LeBron's son. When you bag on LeBron's son, you out.
Yeah, you shouldn't be pissed off about that. That was fair game. That was not disrespectful. He was having a private conversation that got caught on camera.
Yep.
I feel like that's, you know, if we can't, you know, tell our personal truths, and he didn't think he was being told.
No,
you know,
got to put that hand over the mouth in public nowadays.
That's what a lot of people do. That's what a lot of people do, for sure.
All right, let's go to a travel update here. We were talking earlier about Faith and what's going on with Delta and Buttigieg and the transportation debacle because of the internet collapse last week with the security company. Faith's arrival tonight predicted over-under number. We've set it at 8 p.m.
Like, over-under.
Like, I need to talk about this anymore.
Well,
I didn't realize the computers had put this in.
Well, I didn't realize
into the over-under before.
This is our producers put this in when we did our pre-show.
John had no idea how down I was and how bad this has gotten, so I get it. But let me tell you what, you're not going to make fun of this situation. You like to do that. You like to make fun of old Smooth's life situation.
Yes, you do.
It's a big part of your shtick.
I'm devastated.
Yes, it is. And that's why this was in the computer. That's why you fed it into the computer.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to answer this question, although I resent it, diving into Jason's personal life again. Faith has just boarded the plane to Memphis.
We're going
under here because it's going to be earlier. Now, if they keep her on a plane for 2 hours again and then put them off, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because the old Smoothie going to have to go.
I hear you, dude.
You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
That's when I got to go get her.
I'm with
because
you.
Because I don't know what else you do. And it's like John asked me last night, he said, can you, or maybe it was this morning, can you sue? Well, there's thousands of Americans that have the same or worse stories than we have that have lost much more, you know, than a few dollars on a hotel room a couple of extra nights. Mm-hmm. And so... Yeah, I'm praying for them just like I'm hoping for my wife to get back, but more so than anyway. This tough stuff. We hope to get her back before under. Thank you
for
for really caring and showing a lot of sympathy, John. I felt more from Brad, be honest.
Good.
Than I did from you. And I do not appreciate that you put that into the computer today.
Well said.
As you knew how down I was.
Well said.
Let us know. Seriously, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I just did. She's on that plane. I'll let you.
I may tweet a selfie
from the cell phone lot, and when we get her, you know, when we pull up,
I'll let
you know.
I'll say this. I'm actually considering.
I appreciate you for caring. Yep.
Taking a mental health day tomorrow.
Right.
I'm not good.
Y'all care about my mental health. I'm not good. I'm not whole. If she's
right.
You'll have to leave a little early to
get her? Oh, no. We should.
No, I need to leave a little early.
Because what's that come from Charlotte? About an hour and a half.
Probably, yeah. Hour and a half flight?
Yeah, we'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, the number where Jason and John finish best of Memphis voting. I will say
that,
I will say number two.
We don't lobby this
because the Weevil usually wins. I know Ron and Karen would like to win. I want them to win because they seem to really want to win.
Give it to Ron and Karen.
But they're
a better tandem than us.
Our betting experts in our pre-show production meeting, they did put this in there for me to ask you. Will you finish second over-under in the best of Memphis voting? The category is personality. personalities. Is that right, John?
I think it's best local radio show.
Best local radio show, yes. Jason and John show. Over, under, second place.
Over, under.
This was brought to my attention yesterday.
Well, I encourage everybody to self-market if they so choose.
Well, do we have them all? Isn't the Gabe Kuhn show on?
I think they're all in there. I try to stay
I don't want
to
leave anybody out.
Especially, I can.
Especially our family here at 99. I don't want to just talk about where
all
there.
All the shows are in there.
I'll tell you who's on it.
Please.
I'll tell you who exactly is on it, just to give you an idea.
I get the categories confused, too, because there's personalities and shows. Like, what the hell's the difference?
All right, so best local radio shows are as follows.
Okay.
Gabe Kuhn Show, GP Show.
Congrats.
Which I guess is not really a local radio show anymore. Jason and John, Laddie and Courtney in the Morning, Ron Olson and Karen Perrin, South Main Soul Club,
the I like
Jeff
them.
Hawkins Show, World Ready Radio by Junior Achievement.
Main is that's tough.
There's some heavy hitters in there.
Yeah.
We will be low.
Yeah, no, listen.
We're just not there. Again, there are some tandems, Karen, Ron and Karen.
Yeah.
Well,
come on.
You're right. We don't ever, there have been shows, on this station that really vie for it, right? Like, that really, put it out there, please go vote for us. Please go vote for us. And what I would encourage you to do is don't vote for us.
Yeah. Now, why would you say a fool thing like that?
Don't actually vote for us. Vote for someone else who needs it more. That's what they say, right?
Oh, okay. I didn't expect that.
Somebody might need it more than us.
That's what they say. Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Respectfully to the Memphis Flyer, it doesn't matter.
Have a right to vote, you should exercise it.
Well, yeah.
Voting matters.
Democracy is at stake, right? Is that the next thing?
Who's doing the poll?
Trump don't want you.
Who does the poll?
This is the Memphis Flyer.
Oh, the Flyer.
This is the Memphis Flyer.
It's not the Daily Memphian.
No, it's not.
And I can't even keep up with all of them anymore. Well,
We won the CA best midday show that goes from 11 to 2.
Our first year, we have fallen off. Never been back.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
The midday has since expanded from 9 to 6, so it's a more competitive environment.
It's all the
know.
Shows, yeah.
And so we could not win that one anymore. But what I would say is, I don't get to, even if we win this, I don't get to go into Nicole's office and say, hey, read it and weep. I want more money. It doesn't work that way. It actually doesn't matter at all. And so I would encourage you to vote for the people that it seems to matter to. You know, if they
post. No, I would say if you like Jason and John, I'll take it.
Jason?
No, don't.
I wish they could give me half and then give somebody else half.
Yeah, you guys should.
I wish we had talked before. I don't think I agree with your stance.
Okay, World Ready Radio by Junior Achievement.
That's a pretty hot show.
If you like us, we'll take your vote. I will take your vote.
No.
And I will say thank you. And I will mean it.
No, let me be clear.
Because I appreciate the listening.
No, it's on RBO. Beg your pardon.
Now,
do not vote for us.
Now, what John's scared of is when we lose, right? And after you've said thank you for a vote or whatever else, that feels bad. We're going to lose because you have got Titans
now,
on there.
You did
like
not.
Ron and Karen,
right.
The Jeff Calkins Show, which continues to dominate.
Dominate.
It turns on Memphis like XAI.
Well said. Well said. It
it's like
truly
a super
does.
Computer.
Do you understand that?
It has its own power
100%.
Yep. Those are Titans on there.
They are Titans.
So there is no way we're finishing in any better than third. I guarantee it's lower because we got haters.
We got haters?
Yes. And if you want to give us your vote, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Again, I don't like
talking
about
these.
You'll
accept their votes
then. Absolutely. Yeah. John is saying, don't vote for us.
No, I am saying.
Give it to the other shows.
I'd say give it to the shows that are that want it.
Real generous
if
of you, man.
If they enjoy
it.
You
don't
want
it.
You want them to win.
You don't want it. You don't want the recognition.
I really want Ron and Karen to win. They've put a lot of work into
this. When we won the CA. Best show, right?
Man, John was smiling.
I really appreciated the description that we got. They actually wrote a blurb about the show.
Really?
And I thought they did a good job of capturing the essence of the show. Right? They said that I'm the hot or fiery, and you're the cold and cool, like something like that. I can't remember exactly, but I actually got it framed. I have no idea where it is now, but I actually got it framed.
It meant something to them at one point.
So, but that was when we were starting, and that was when it was new. You know, we're established now. I don't need that validation anymore. It's not important to me.
I understand
that. So don't
vote
for me. I
understand what you're saying.
Vote for
Jason or the other shows.
Vote for the people that still need it, is what I would say.
You can vote for the station. I think there's a station category.
Best radio station. Let's
see. We're trying to knock off the Weevil.
929's up there.
Yeah, vote for us.
Please.
This one's going to be much tougher because you have 92.9, you have the Wolf, Grind City Media, which I don't believe
is a pretty good radio station.
Is a radio station. But again, we live in a time where you can identify as whatever you want.
Yeah, like pronouns?
Yes.
Yeah, so fair enough.
It is what it is.
Careful.
Some people left radio because they thought radio was dying, only to be re-identified as radio. It's just funny how that works. Kix 106, WDIA, Weevil, WLOK, and WYXR. So, anyway.
Good luck.
YXR in the mix, too.
Involved.
Yeah. Did anybody not make it? KWAM, tough. Tough omission there.
The bet is not nominated.
Oh, that is an absolute oversight.
You're ready. You're on there.
Unbelievable.
Come on, man.
You're on there. Best our sister
do enough people know?
Best local athlete.
I don't think so.
John, let's tell the people.
Best local athlete. Seth Hennigan has been butchered. His last name. Whew, buddy. Ooh.
What? Like two N's?
Hennagin.
Oh no.
You know, don't think we can vote for Seth Hennigan when the name is not spelled correctly.
Yeah.
Got to sort of shore that one up. But anyway, I do want to congratulate Jeff on a couple of things here. Best local radio show, best newspaper columnist, best radio personality, best sports team, best TV news anchor, best sportscaster, best TV weather person, best written reporter. He will win all of those awards.
Number one.
Jeff is the best. He is the Alpha, the Omega. Not a single advertising dollar comes through the station without going to him first. And every single title, even if he is not up for it, he will win. That is the way it works with Jeff. So I do want to congratulate him on that award. Don't vote for us. Vote for those who need it, like Jeff. It's just the truth. He needs it. He needs some, some good things to happen for him.
You left out how good a runner he is.
A runner. Well. Yes, a runner as well.
For his age.
He is felt and in terrific shape. Jeff continues to win. No doubt about it. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him and get his thoughts on, obviously, Peach Jam and being there in the tournament, some Memphis stuff and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM. Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.